Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it was a very moving experience to meet these fighters who have been struggling now for over 2 years. And they're very aware of the battlefield situation, and it's very disturbed. They're very disturbed about the dramatic influx of Hezbollah fighters, more Iranians, and stepped up activities of Bashar Assad. Their message was, to be frank with you, they do not understand. They do not understand why we won't help them.
This is the Savage Nation. You have just heard John McCain, the strange McCain, visiting with the Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. The question is, do you think John McCain is ignorant or a pawn? And if you think it's a pawn that we are listening to, who would McCain be a pawn of? Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're going to do a mixture tonight. Last night we departed from the regular hard news and political views that I'm known for, and we veered into something that I found very interesting, and I know you did as well, which is, what part of your life do you keep hidden from everyone else and why? Meaning, what are your secrets? And we had some amazing calls. And this was spurred on by the Liberace biopic on HBO over the weekend, where I watched it and I said to you, I enjoyed it. I couldn't take the man kissing the man and the graphic sexuality I could do without. But I enjoyed the HBO special, and I saw Liberace as a kindly man. And I thought it was a shame he had to hide his sexuality, frankly. But that's what it was in those days. And it led to the next thing, which is, everyone's hiding something. We're all human. We all got things we don't talk about. And I asked you on the Savage Nation, what have you done? What have you not even been able to tell your priest or your wife or your husband? What part of your life have you kept hidden from everyone else? And we got calls that you can't believe. If you'd like to share that, and I'm going to interchange between calls on politics, calls on politics and, you know, the secrets. I'm going to bring you all the news of the day, and there's some amazing news today. Or secrets, your secrets, 855-400-7282, to reach the last word in talk radio, the Savage Nation. Listen to this 30-second or 60-second summary of what happened last night on this program. In this confession, I guess nothing happened. We had a misfire. That's what I call ace production. In this confession, a detective tells us stories his wife never heard before. WABC in New York. Joe, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hello, Mr. Savage. I'm actually an undercover narcotics detective in a major metropolitan city on the East Coast. I go to work every day. I buy drugs. I buy guns. And my wife, my family, my mom and dad, they all think I'm in sanitation.
Fred on WABC, what's your secret, though, Fred?
When I was 17 years old, I was in the city of Chicago. And like New York, we have subways. I was standing on a subway platform at about 2:30 in the morning. Somebody came up behind me and stuck a knife in my neck. I wheeled around. We struggled. We both hit the ground. We were maybe 12 inches from the tracks. We were wrestling on the ground. I punched him in the throat. That didn't seem to do any good, so I kicked him in the groin, and I shoved him onto the tracks. I stood down there looking at him. He couldn't get up. He was conscious, but he asked me to help him. And I didn't. I just looked at him and ran away.
Sonia on WABC, tell the audience what your hidden story is.
Well, I'm in love with my first love, although I'm married. And I know it isn't right. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset. I have to tell someone because I don't trust my friends. And I know no one listens to your station because they're all liberals. But I had to tell someone, and I don't know what to do.
Well, those are some of the calls we got last night. And what the best parts were not only the callers, but my interaction with them. For those of you who heard it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you'd like to call about your secrets, the phone number again is 855-407-28. To remember, on this show, you can say things you wouldn't say to your best friend because they won't even know you're calling. Here are some of the news items. Sarnoff claims innocence. Remember him, the Boston bomber? Well, he's claiming innocence. And your good friend Warren Buffet is now buying the Roanoke Times. Now, why would he buy a newspaper after saying newspapers are dying and they're not worth anything? There's only one reason. That's to control the news. Any negative news about Berkshire Hathaway will no longer appear in the newspapers he buys. And that's why there should be sort of a little skepticism about him buying newspapers. 855-400-7282. Assad vows to strike Israel. What are the other headlines? Well, if you go to michaelsavage.com and look at the top right, there's a very alarming headline which you can comment on. I tried to warn you in my novel, A Time for War. Here's the headline. Obama shares U.S. naval strategy with China. That's right. You heard me. The Pentagon, which is, of course, wholly controlled by Obama, is now inviting Beijing in a military-to-military relationship that has never been seen before. The Chinese Navy has been invited to participate in the 2014 Rim of the Pacific Naval Exercise to be held off of Hawaii. Now, what do experts say about this insanity? China's Navy accepted the Pentagon's invitations to participate in the 2014 Rim of the Pacific Naval Exercise to be held off Hawaii. Gordon Chang writes in the LA Times. Here's what he says. Mr. Chang says, our allies should signal their intent to withdraw from the exercise if China participates. Failing that, the invitation should be withdrawn. RIMPAC is for allies and friends, not nations planning to eventually wage war on the United States. So here we go again. Now, this ties into what I've been telling you about the Obama scandals, the IRS scandal in particular. I told you that they were laughing at you. I told you they were throwing sand in your eyes. I told you that Obama and his minions were up to something far greater than this scandal that we are seeing emerging about the IRS. I told you there was something catastrophic coming. And I'm afraid to tell you that this is only the beginning. If you have anything to state about America's China mistake, or McCain saying we should arm the so-called rebels in Syria, which is another sound. I don't understand that. Even Canada is now the leader. Canada has now become the putative leader of the free world. Why do I say that? Because Canada will not send troops. Canada will not send arms to the so-called rebels in Syria for two reasons. One, because they may know that the rebels in Syria are not our friend. Look what happened in Egypt. Look what happened in Libya. Number two, Canada understands that they do not want to participate in a civil war where already 70,000 have died. Why do you think McCain is pushing us to war? Why is McCain banging the war drums? Again, that and secrets on the Savage Nation at 855-407-282. Let's go to the callers right now. Here we go again. Amazing callers. George on WABC. What's your secret, George?
Yes. Hi, good evening. Well, the secret, I tried to kill my father twice. He was an abusive alcoholic, and at the age of 15, I came home one evening and found my mother bleeding internally and unconscious on the floor. Mm. Well, calling the ambulance and the police and all that, when we discovered him downstairs, passed out in a chair, I grabbed for the cop's gun, yanked it out of the holster, and I was going to shoot him right there on the spot, but the cop stopped me. So, okay, I go in the ambulance, and at the hospital, while I'm waiting to see how my mom is, he walks in again, let's say semi-dazed, and looked at me with just blank eyes and said, what happened? Well, when he said that, I snapped. And I shoved him through a plate glass door. I jumped on his chest. I pulled out my switchblade, and I said, I'm going to cut your you-know-what heart out. And then the cops tackled me again. It took three of them to put me down, and then they had to sedate me. I went berserk.
That's a heck of a story, and it's,
I lived with that for
it's well, you've lived with this for how long?
Since I was 15. I'm 65.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back up. George, that's a very, very tragic story to begin with. You're not telling us on this show that this is the first time you've told it to anyone, are you?
Yes, sir.
But why did you not share this with anyone?
Because it was a horrible, ugly thing to do, and even though I was reacting, I don't know, I guess as a son to him protecting his mother, I didn't want my family, my sons, to know that I was that way once.
So, hold on now. This is further, it's intriguing. So you're basically confessing to me, not to your priest. You never told anyone about it.
Correct.
Aren't you afraid that your children will hear you on WABC in New York right now?
No, because most of the members, I'm estranged from my family. Most of my family members are self-indulgent and, I don't know, egotistical, what have you. They only care about themselves, nothing else going on around the world. I tried to get them to listen to your show, but, you know, they just don't care what's going on. I keep warning them.
It sounds, unfortunately, like most of America. But, George, how have you lived with this? Obviously, when you're 15, you're different than when you're 20, different when you're 30, 40, 50, 65. Looking back, are you sorry you attacked your father?
No.
Aha. Now, that's an important statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I felt guilty for many, many years, but then as I matured, I realized that he was a helpless individual. He was weak. He had many, many evil traits, but we all do. And
yes.
Aside from, I just gave up hating him one day and never bothered thinking about him again.
You know, that's interesting. You just gave up hating him one day. That's the most difficult thing in the world to do with a bad parent relationship, is let go of that anger and that hatred. And once you do, that burden is gone forever. It's very hard to do, though. You can't just do it. It takes a certain number of decades, frankly.
It took years. I think it happened somewhere in the late 80s for me.
So, George, you're clean now? I mean, your heart is clear of that burden?
Yes.
And what do you think after this show tonight? Are you going to feel tomorrow or tonight saying, what the heck did I just do?
No, sir.
Why? I mean, why do you feel confident that what you just confessed on the Savage Nation show is not going to come back to haunt you? Why do you feel clear about that?
Because I felt morally justified at the time.
Listen, George, you don't have to justify yourself to me. I'm not a priest nor a therapist. I'm only a radio talk show host who you've come to listen to. And in some ways, you trust me. Probably I sound like a family member to you, which is why you've just called. But I really hope you don't go into some kind of withdrawal as a result and start doubting yourself. It's in the past. What's done is done. You didn't kill your father, thank God. You were defending your mother in a terrible situation. You were a child at the time. And I think you should let it, you know, sit back there, don't you?
Yes, yes. I'm going to do it again. But
what did you say in the end of the segment?
So yesterday, it just came out. You know what I mean?
I knew this would happen. I sensed it because of all of the confessions that were coming out on my show yesterday and the day before. People were going to say things they have never said, and you're telling a story you haven't told in a half a century.
That's correct. And the reason I chose to call you, may I just say this? I know we've never met, and we probably never will, but I have a very deep sense that you are an honorable and trustful man.
Well, I'm not going to use it against you in any way, nor am I going to laugh at you after the break is in. When the break comes and go, ha, 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 this is a very tragic story. It's biblical in its meaning. It's biblical in its dimensions, George. And all I can say is thank you very much for having the guts to call the Savage Nation. And with that, my friends, I bid you adieu. It's the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. If you've got something to confess or you want to talk about America's China mistake or McCain's Syria mistake, this is the place to do it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now, Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with a goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
KSFO traffic still bumper to bumper through Fairfield. Eastbound 80, slow Cordelia into Fairfield because of earlier problems. All lanes are clear, however. Northbound 680, slow approaching Fairfield as well. San Francisco, northbound 101, bumper to bumper 280 onto the lower deck. Northbound 280 extension, slow from 101 onto the city streets. And upper deck of the Bay Bridge is slow from the incline to Highway 101. Giants game having an impact on that. Southbound 101, San Tomas to Oakland Road, slow crash there. I'm Dave Houch, KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going, wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
You know, McCain has always troubled me. Of course, we all respect that he suffered at the hands of the Vietnamese for 5 years being tortured in the Hanoi Hilton. But that does not make him sacrosanct. It does not make the man above consideration and his ideas. Here is a man who's worked for open borders and gets reelected as a fraudulent conservative for years. He took the seat of Goldwater, and he's turned it into something quite different than Goldwater. I would say he's turned it into fool's gold. And now we have a situation in Syria where 70,000 people are dead. Russia is on the side of the surviving tyrant, Assad. Russia is sending missiles to Assad. Russia says it's in our sphere of influence. Do not send weapons to the so-called rebels who are all Al-Qaeda, or let us say Al-Qaeda is mixed in with the so-called rebels. And what will happen there if Assad is thrown out forcefully will be possibly a war breaks out in the Middle East between Russia, Israel, the United States, France, and England, and Germany.
This is how World War I began. In a very similar manner, it was a war that should not have happened. I've talked to you about the Guns of August before. I spent a whole show on it once. I showed you how the war could have been avoided, but because of the egos of those involved, the war was started, and millions of men were turned into crop dust. Millions. You hear what I just said to you? Millions of Russians, millions of English were turned into dust, turned into powder for no reason whatsoever in World War I. There was absolutely no justification for World War I. This is a civil war between Sunnis and Shia. What are we doing there? Why are we involved? What has it got to do with us? Where is our interest in Syria? Tell me, who's pulling McCain's string? Why is this old warmonger even being listened to is the real question. Now, to couple that, to put together a really strange set of twins here, you've got Obama offering China basically our maneuvers, our naval maneuvers, in an exercise off the coast of Hawaii. All of naval warfare is strategy. It's not necessarily weaponry. China has a bellicose military right now. China is building its military as quickly as possible. The new premier of China is rather bellicose toward the United States. So why is Obama doing this? Well, you would say, well, he's a peaceful man, and he feels that the best way to placate and reduce the risk of a confrontation with a potential enemy is to collaborate with them. History has taught us the opposite is true. The opposite is true. And let me tell you something else. If you think our Navy is invincible, you are mistaken. Last night I was reading a book about the history of the Russian Romanovs. Again, I was reading, and I found it in a bookshelf I was cleaning out, and I was fascinated. I've always been fascinated by the Romanovs and the rise of the communists in Russia. It was a seminal moment in the last century and has affected the world ever since. And in that book, I learned that the Russians overplayed the power of their Navy. They were arrogant in their belief that their Navy was invincible. And they sailed their Navy to do battle with what they thought was a lesser power, Japan. They lost most of their battleships, most of their cruisers, and most of their destroyers. The young Japanese Navy decimated the Russian Navy. The dreadnoughts went to the bottom of the sea. So don't say it can't happen here. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO, starting again in Fairfield with traffic. Earlier fatality crash about noon today blocked lanes until the 5 o'clock hour. All lanes now open, but traffic still slow eastbound 80 through American Canyon as you head out through Fairfield. Northbound 680 slow approaching Highway 80 as well. San Francisco, there was a crash southbound 101 Cesar Chavez. Lanes are clear, but as traffic is backed up onto the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the incline. Southbound 101 slow Waldo Tunnel onto the Golden Gate. Northbound 101 slow Richardson Bay Bridge up towards Sir Francis Drake. On the Peninsula, southbound 101 slow Woodside Road down to San Antonio, and then again from Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road, crash there cleared. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Quality is job one at Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality you can see in our solid wood construction, the thickest exterior aluminum clad on the market, the most advanced insulated glass available, and 39 standard exterior colors. Sierra Pacific Windows, quality that's California built and California grown.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvanceAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend $75 and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon. The bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. Sweet. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. Can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
We're talking about your secrets, your confessions on the Savage Nation, which we've done for 2.5 days now. If you've got a secret you've never told anyone, you can confess to Dr. Mike here. And the news. I mean, the news is pretty shocking right now. You've got John McCain visiting the so-called rebels in Syria. You've got Russia saying stay out. You've got McCain over there meddling in this. It gets worse by the day. What's your opinion on any of these issues? Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. Carl, go ahead, please. Topic, what's on your mind?
Michael, hi. I've listened to you since you were with the three-letter station. I grew up in San Rafael. Now I'm in San Jose. I've been to Syria. I love those people. Yeah, fantastic. I could tell you stories about, you know, kids shouting to me from a block away, hello, staying with the people. They don't even speak English, but they grab my arm and pay my way to go into the citadel, man with his children around them. And I support McCain 500%.
Let me ask you something without arguing with each other. More than 70,000 people have been killed in the 26-month-old Syrian civil war. Now, members of Syria's Sunni Muslim majority dominate the rebel ranks. You know that, correct?
Right, Michael.
Hold on. I mean, if either we're going to have a rational discussion or it's going to be emotional. I'd rather it be rational. Members of Syria's Sunni Muslim majority dominate the rebel ranks.
while Assad's regime is mostly made up of Alawites, an offshoot sect of Shiite Islam. You're aware of that, correct?
Right. This is 3 years after it started with just protests, just like the other countries, and they shot like 5 or 6 people.
Whoa. You mean just like the other countries? You mean like Egypt, where we installed the Muslim Brotherhood?
Like any place where they're trying to get rid of a 40-year Stalinist Nazi dictatorship.
Whoa. Slow down. No one is arguing that Assad is not a Stalinist Hitler. We know that. But sometimes the devil you know is a better friend and ally than the devil you don't know. Look at what just happened in Egypt. We had Mubarak, who was also a tyrannical leader. He was our best friend. He kept peace in the Middle East for over 40 years. He was overthrown because of Hillary Clinton's meddling. And now we have the Muslim Brotherhood. Are you saying Egypt is now a better place?
I think that everybody, just like the Declaration of Independence says, everybody has the right to self-government. And these people...
Well, you're not answering the question. You're talking in the abstract, not in the realities.
Yeah.
The realities of what happened. No, answer in reality. Is Egypt now a safer, better place than it was before Mubarak was overthrown?
It might not be for a couple months, a couple years, but in the end... It'll...
Oh, you mean after the omelet is made and a few hundred million people, or a few 10,000 Christians are slaughtered, it'll be a far better place that they go to than they've ever known when they've all been driven out of Egypt, or their churches have been decimated and disappeared. Do you have any idea what's going on in Egypt?
Michael, I don't see that happening. If it was, yeah, then we should go in there and do something about it.
Whoa, what do you mean? Now we should go into Egypt? Who should go in there?
No, if there was 10,000 Christians being killed, like what you're saying, but there's 7...
Whoa, slow down. Do you have any idea what is going on in Egypt? Do you read do you follow the news on Egypt?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
A little bit. In other words, what you get from the San Francisco Chronicle. Are you aware what's happened to the Coptic Christian community in Egypt since your friends, the so-called rebels, have taken over?
Well, you're talking about 10,000 Christians being killed, Michael. That's not happening.
You're going in circles. You won't acknowledge the fact that Christians are being driven out of Egypt. Their church is being burned. Are you aware of that?
Okay. Let's say it's happening.
Okay, so now we've covered the fact that not all, let us say, populist uprisings lead to goodness. Some of them lead to hell. There was a populist uprising in Russia. Are you saying that the 100 million people killed in the last century because of communism was a good thing?
No.
All right, well, be careful who you're supporting here. Who are the rebels that you're talking about in Syria? Who are they?
Listen, the jihadis went in there after 2 years or a year of these people being shot every day, and nobody else helped them except the jihadis.
Nope. Oh, so when the Nazis came to the aid of the innocent German, they suddenly became the heroes. You know that the jihadis are the Nazis of the other side, aren't you? Aren't you aware of that?
Well, if everybody else is so cowardly and
Carl, your friends, the rebels in Syria, are trying to institute Sharia law. Are you aware of that?
It can be. I don't care. It's not my country.
Okay, that's my point. Then what the hell are you telling us to send troops and weapons for if it's not your country?
I'm not saying send troops.
Well, you just said you're in favor of sending support to the Syrian rebels. So you just said it's not our country. Now you're saying send them weapons. Why should we send weapons to them?
700 days ago, I think Obama should have decapitated the dictator's leadership. That's what
let's forget what didn't happen 700 days ago. Right now it's coming to a head. Right now Russia, who likes Assad, said, no, you're not going to go in and decapitate him. No, you're not going to drive him out. And they sent him anti-aircraft missiles, which are capable of shooting down Israel's airplanes. So don't you think this is a tinderbox that should be looked at from the point of view of not setting off a larger conflagration?
Michael, you're talking like Chamberlain, okay? That's what I think.
Oh, now I'm Chamberlain, so you're Hitler.
No.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't you just don a uniform and go fight with your rebel friends?
Because I'm 66 and I got teenage girls. Otherwise, maybe I would, but the point is...
All right, well, there you go. That's your choice. You could be like the communist from New York who joined the Spanish rebels when they were fighting Franco. They went over there and they butchered all of the priests. They had a wonderful time killing the priests and burning the churches. That was a wonderful time for the communists from New York City, from all the labor unions. They also went there for idealism. These morons who thought that they were going to get involved in a civil war and have a turkey shoot until they faced Franco's very, very disciplined troops. And many of them came running back to Brooklyn and went to work in the New York City school system. Thank you for the call. See, there we go. Again, they want us to send someone else's son to Syria to die for their principles. This is what's going on. You've got all of these armchair, not generals, but armchair, I don't know what to call them. There's no point in categorizing them. They're in favor of us sending weapons, troops to the Syrian rebels. Who are the Syrian rebels? They have stated they want to introduce Sharia law in Syria. That means if they do this, we will have a nightmare on our hands that will supersede what Assad was and is in Syria. As I said to you, sometimes the devil you know is a better opponent than the devil you don't know. Moreover, Russia is opposed to the decapitation of the Syrian leadership. They've said so today, or was it yesterday? They said you will not force him out. You will not come to the bargaining table and say he must leave. We're not going to accept that. So I don't think that this is very wise of McCain. In fact, I think McCain is being an old warmonger, and he should just stay home in Arizona and count his coupons. And I frankly think he never should have been returned to the Senate. As I said when he was running for the presidency, I fear this is going to be the end of the Republican Party. And he's done it to the party several times. McCain is an out-and-out pinko liberal. We know that. But in this case, for him to go to Syria and say that we should help the rebels means to me that he's either ignorant or a pawn. And I'd like to know who he might be a pawn of. I received today an email from a publication that's very interesting, and it's my newsletter, which you can get for free on my website. And I'm going to read you a one-pager. In today's issue, after watching the new Liberace biopic, Dr. Savage was inspired to meditate on the nature of self-identity and how people present themselves. Nations have identities too, Savage added. What happened in Woolwich, England last week, he said, seems to indicate that England has lost its identity and the United States may not be far behind. Although I'm known as a conservative talk show host, and I'm very proud of that, I'm also miscast, Savage told his listeners, asking, how can someone define me? For instance, I'm also an animal rights activist. I give money to save elephants and gorillas. Many in the conservative community would make fun of that. I don't come onto this program as if I have a halo on my head. However, my politics are extremely nationalistic, and that's not understood very well in this country. I'm more of a nationalist than a conservative. That's why my motto is borders, language, and culture. We see what happens to a nation that rejects those values. Look at England, where two Muslims cut a young soldier to ribbons like an animal in the streets. Then the Prime Minister tells other soldiers not to wear their uniforms in public. England is finished. It's over. If we reach that point in America, we're over, and we're not too far from that. And I don't think we have to reassert our identity by going to fight in a civil war that has nothing to do with us. Again, I want to go back to the big story, which is the Christian population in Syria. What you may not know is the Christian and Jewish population in Egypt was well treated and well protected by Mubarak. The Muslims had their places of worship. The Christians had their churches. The Jews had their synagogues in Egypt under Mubarak, the so-called dictator. Since Mubarak has been overthrown, the Coptic Christians are on the run. As I understand it, 100,000 of them have been forced out of Egypt. But you will not know that from your local propaganda sheet. And I'm afraid the same thing will happen in Syria. Theodore on WMAL. Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. You are correct. McCain is a fool. The previous caller is ignorant and dangerous and naive in his thinking, with all due respect. I am Coptic Christian, and they are fleeing, and it is very dangerous in Egypt. And what happened in Iraq to the Chaldean Catholic population, which was almost 2 million before the war, now there's about 300,000 there left.
Wait, hold it. That was in Iraq. Is that correct? Our good friends in Iraq drove the Christians out?
Yes, that's exactly.
Yes, and that was a result of George Bush's folly. Again, another do-gooder with stars in his eyes who thought he was going to save the population of Iraq. Look what's happened there. those malcontents didn't even send us a barrel of oil for the $1 trillion we spent liberating them from Saddam Hussein. We didn't even get a barrel of oil. Instead, they sold their oil to China. Who is running our foreign policy that's it's such a mess? It didn't start with Obama. Obviously, the people who are running our foreign policy are idiots. They have no idea about international relations, do they?
They don't, and it's extremely dangerous for the Christians there right now. And if you look at some of the cities where the rebels have taken over, Homs is a good example. There were 70,000 Christians there before the war, majority Christian. Now there's maybe 1,000. All of their churches.
Where, now you're talking about Hamas, Syria, correct?
I'm talking about Syria now. Homs, H-O-M-S.
In Syria, correct? Okay, so you're saying, you're confirming what I said before, which is that if these Islamists, the so-called rebels that McCain is in love with, come to power, they will destroy the Christian population, burn their churches to the ground, and drive the Christians out. Is that what you suspect?
That's what I know. I know that the Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches in Syria have been begging the Western powers to stop sending arms and stop supplying the rebels.
Ah, so the Christians in Syria are saying the opposite of what that fool McCain is saying.
That is exactly
correct. So that leads me to ask you, since you know Syrian Christians and you're much more aware of the area than many people listening to the show, there's an important question to ask right now. Who is it who's pulling McCain's chain and banging his war drums?
Man, I tell you, Michael, I don't honestly know. I think so much is naivete.
So you think McCain is as dumb as people have told me he is over the years? I mean, I met people who gave big money to the Republican Party years ago, and I asked them point blank, what do you think of McCain? They looked at me with a smile. They said he's as dumb as a doorpost.
It might be the case, Michael. I really don't know. I just think he is, this is such a rash notion, and he's taken absolutely no responsibility for what devastation he
is. So he's an old war hawk who wants one last hurrah. Is that it?
I kind of think that's it. I kind of tend to think that's.
So he went over there and he hung around with the bloodthirsty rebel murderers, with the bandoleros of bullets on their chest, and he thought he was macho. He felt his chest thumping with pride. He was back in war again. He thought they were just great with grease on their faces, and they were fighting in a noble cause.
I think that's it.
This is what I call meddling, Theodore, and it's very dangerous. It's dangerous not solely because it will lead to a larger conflagration within Syria itself, but because we're liable to draw Russia and Israel into the mess.
And destroy the Christian population of the Levant, which is in a very precarious
position. It doesn't seem to matter to Obama. Does it matter to Obama what he did in Iraq, what he did in Egypt? It doesn't seem to matter to Hillary Clinton. You never hear the word Christians in Egypt mentioned. I don't, ever. Theodore, thanks for listening to The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
George. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You notice there's no big buildup in this hour because there's so much going on in the show right now. There are so many balls in the air that I don't have time for music. I have no time for cute introductions. What we've been doing for the last 3 days is carrying over into this hour, which is confessions number one, secrets, if you want to put it that way, where I am Dr. Mike, so to speak, and people are telling me things they've never told their priests, some of them for 50 years. And we have another one coming up in a moment out of Nevada that I think is going to shock you. We're also talking about the shocking stories coming out of the international world, John McCain visiting with the so-called rebels in Syria, who are Islamists. Well, shall I go on? There's no end to it. Obama basically telling China, come join us in our naval maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii for the first time in American history. These are all very serious issues that require very serious analysis and discussion. We're open for business. It's 855-400-SAVAGE. There's not a line open. Let's go to the first caller. Joe in Nevada, welcome to the program. Joe, I understand you have something important to tell us.
Yes, Michael. My father was a big-time bookie gangster from the Bronx.
And how was it being a child who was not in the business?
Terrible.
Why? Did he denigrate you for being weak?
Yes, kind of. He did. But my problem was telling other people what he did. I always had to lie and make up a story that he did something else.
So like in The Sopranos, he tells the children he's in waste management, that kind of thing?
Yeah, my dad had to tell everybody he was a jewelry salesman.
Mm. So how did this evolve, Joe? How did the story evolve? He obviously didn't change his livelihood over the years. Did you step in his footsteps, in his shoes, or not?
Actually, my father was not a really nice guy, but the one good thing he did for me was he kept me out of his business.
So what, may I ask, what field did you go into?
Sales and whatnot.
And he's gone, he's left the world?
Oh, yeah, he passed away several years ago. And as I got older, past my teens, and then I realized that that's just the way he was.
But you're not telling the story for the first time, are you, Joe? Others have known this, correct?
Telling for the first time publicly. A few
really?
Friends.
So this has been a burden for you your whole life that your father was a criminal?
For most of my younger life, yes.
Amazing. So do you feel you're relieving yourself of a burden by confessing, in essence, on a radio show?
Well, actually, the reason I called him because I thought it would be interesting. And at the same time, I am relieving a burden, yes.
Well, it's very interesting. You sound like an elderly man. How old are you personally?
70 years old now.
Oh, come on, that's a young man. Are you kidding? 70, 70, 70 is the new 50, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, you compare your father at 50 to you at 50. It was like a 20-year differential, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Like when your father was 50, he was an old man. When you were 50, you still probably looked and felt young.
Well,
I would hope anyway, but thanks for the call. I don't know the gentleman at all. Now let's go to the big issues on the Savage Nation, which are the political issues. We had John McCain going and visiting the so-called Syrian rebels, talking about them as they're some kind of dramatic individuals. They're the downtrodden. They're they're fighting for democracy, and that we have to help that democracy by sending weapons and possibly boots on the ground. Listen to clip two. This is very strange.
Well, it was a very moving experience to meet these fighters who have been struggling now for over 2 years, and they're very aware of the battlefield situation, and it's very disturbed. They're very disturbed about the dramatic influx of Hezbollah fighters, more Iranians, and of course, stepped up activities of Bashar Assad. Their message was, to be frank with you, they do not understand. They do not understand why we won't help them.
Doesn't it sound very familiar to you? We heard the same kind of plea in Iraq. We heard the same kind of plea in Egypt. We heard the same kind of rhetoric in Libya. So now McCain is working with Hillary Clinton. The strings are being pulled by, in my opinion, George Soros, who funded the original planning for the overthrow of Mubarak and the so-called Arab Spring, which immediately looked to me like the Arab Winter, and I termed it as the Arab Winter before anyone else started to use that. And I see this in a very similar light. Don't confuse what I am saying. Don't believe that what I'm saying says that Assad is a great guy. We know that Assad is a murderous dictator like his father was. His father killed Muslims from another sect in Hama, Syria, I remember. I think 10,000 of them. He is a butcher just like his father. I understand that. But in the long sweep of history, it's a civil war at the end of the day. And we do not belong in the Middle East. And I'm terrified that more of our young men will die. We don't need any more body bags. We don't need any more people with false legs and arms. We don't need any more flags coming home. It is not our damn business. And let me tell you something else. Russia. Don't underestimate Russia. I don't know why Americans are that naive to think Russia is going to sit on the sidelines. Let me read you what Dmitry von Avin just wrote. I think we Russians and you Westerners have a common interest in Syria to prevent the Sunni Islamists from coming to power. It's very simple. It's very clear. That's a Russian writing to a newspaper article that appeared. again, Russian. I think we Russians and you Westerners have a common interest in Syria to prevent the Sunni Islamists from coming to power. Dmitry von Avin, Moscow. I think that says it all. He doesn't mince any words and he doesn't waste any words. This does not mean I think Assad is a wonderful man who should be supported by us or lauded by us. It's a civil war. Stay out of it. Why is McCain there? Who's pulling his strings is what I'd like to know. Chris on WMAL in Washington, D.C., your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, actually, to disagree with your previous caller, that McCain is not a fool at all. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And as you said earlier, he's being basically the courier of the big players to go there to basically get to Russia through the back door. From what my what I read years ago is that the globalists can't break Russia, so they need to go into the back door for a proxy war to get them. Because apparently Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan can get into Russia, so they want to basically drag them in by their ears, so they can basically get to them through that way. Because everyone knows.
So you think it's just banks looking to expand their territory?
It's always about the globalists. Be it the CFR, Foreign Council.
Well, I don't deny it. I mean, money rules the world. We understand that. And the very same gangsters that broke the economy in 2008 and gave us Obama are trying to do it again. They're into the housing bubble right now. I mean, how do you explain that? The very same players who broke the economy, some of them, in the first wave, are now doing it again with a real estate bubble all over again. And they're getting away with it because Obama's a liar. Obama came here saying he tightened up Wall Street. Did he? No. Obama came here and said he would make the rich pay their fair share. Has he made Warren Buffett pay his fair share? Has he made Jeffrey Immelt's GE pay their fair share? Or Google or Microsoft? Of course not. It's all a lie. It's all a sham. Or as it was written thousands of years ago by a Greek philosopher, all we are seeing are the shadows on the wall of the cave. We're not even seeing the players. We're seeing the shadows of the puppets in the puppet play. Thank you for the call. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a 5-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Best damn morning show, period.
We all agree that It's a Small World is just a stupid ride.
True. Unless it's 90 degrees outside and you have to breastfeed your baby.
All of the years I've been going to Disneyland, I can guarantee you I did not make out with anyone in It's a Small World.
Well, let's go make out on It's a Small World. No, I'm going to go hang myself, rather.
Yeah, I'd rather poke my eyes out with straws from the vending machine.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
News happens fast, and iHeartRadio keeps you up to date wherever you go. iHeartRadio is the free app that connects your mobile device to your favorite station for news. Plus, over 1,500 of the best stations. That's live and local programming. With iHeartRadio, you can listen to this station via iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Connect to your computer. Connect to your car stereo. So when you travel, thanks to iHeartRadio, you'll stay connected with your community. Free. iHeartRadio.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. I'd like to tell you a little story. A while back, I ran my fingers through my hair, and it felt like it was straw. And then it started to break, and then it started to get shorter without me getting it cut. This was all the result of me bleaching my hair and putting it through straightening, curling, dyeing, and all the other things that you have done at the salon. I needed to figure out how to get my hair back to its healthy standard. Ovation Cell Therapy helped me do that. Ovation Cell Therapy is a three-step process that takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And it's not just for girls, it's for everyone, men, women, young, old, mother or not. This is the way to fix your hair, and you can get a special introductory discount just by going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout. Again, it's as easy as going to ovationhair.com and entering KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
They think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Let me explain something to you. I am not a historian by training. My fields are something other than history, but I've been fascinated with history for decades. And I'm afraid that there's a comparison with what's going on in the Middle East right now with 1914. Again, August 1914, the start of World War I. No one wanted a war, but everyone thought of the others in a negative light. Egos got involved. And so here we go again. If you look at what's going on, it's terrible. First, the West decides to side with the Sunni Islamists, which it thought were liberal Democrats, or liberal democracies in the making in Syria. Then Russia comes in to help Assad in Syria shield itself from a foreign intervention. Now Israel is looking at the whole picture as a threat to its security. And right now, Israel, I think, is who's pushing McCain, frankly. Now, I'm a friend of Israel up to a point. Not to the point of World War III. And I think everyone needs to back off. I think the Civil War needs to be mitigated through an international body. And if necessary, perhaps Syria divided, if that's possible, with the two warring factions of Islam taking their share of the country. Otherwise, we're going to have World War III. That's my fear. It can't be the old game of either one side or the other. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the world is changing. The world order that was created in aftermath of World War II collapsed. It's over. And now there's a new world order that's emerging. And the new world order does not include the same players in the same positions of power. In fact, the Islamic world is on the rise, as we well know. Only to add fuel to the fire, the Islamists are in America, in England, in France, in Northern Europe, in Italy. They're all throughout Europe, and they're there like a Trojan horse. And they know how to use the laws to protect them after they cut people's throats. Make no mistake about it. Unless we wake up to the danger we are in, we're very close to losing everything in one move. I do not see that move, the move of going into Syria, as the right move. I see it as the wrong move. It's that simple. Now, many of you disagree with me, and I'd like to hear why. Paul on WABC thinks I'm 100% wrong, I believe. Paul, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Okay, Tom, what you think I'm wrong, and tell me why.
I actually think you're 100% wrong, Mike. First of all, you should know Obama is not pushing to go into Syria. That should give you a clue that maybe Soros is not behind it.
Notice- no, let's take one statement at a time. I know that. And I actually said 3 weeks ago that even a stopwatch is correct twice a day. And I said I agree with Obama for not rushing into Syria. I thought he was doing the right thing.
But Obama doesn't do anything unless Soros says...
But why must you assume everything Obama does is wrong? That would mean you've demonized him and turned him into the devil himself. Nobody is that bad. You can't make him into wrong on everything.
Mike, here's the thing. Egypt was a friend. It should never have been Mubarak should have never been overthrown. He was like the Shah.
Okay, fine. That's right. The Shah was our friend. He was overthrown by Jimmy Carter, and the rest was the virus of radical Islam then spread throughout the world. Okay, and Mubarak was our best friend. So why are you now saying the opposite is true here?
No, because I'll tell you why. The two wrongs. Here's the thing. Shah was a mistake. Mubarak was a mistake. But what is it with the leftists and Islamists? I don't get it, but here's the thing.
Wait, you're just disagreeing with yourself.
Egypt was
saying the leftists are siding with the Islamists, who are the rebels.
But here's the thing, Mike. Egypt was a friend, should have never been overthrown. Syria is a friend of Iran. That is the biggest situation in the world today. If Iran gets the atomic weapons, game over. They have hegemony throughout the Middle East. Forget about it. So the number one priority is to stop Iran. Syria is a friend of Iran. Just because you made a mistake by going into Egypt doesn't mean you should double that mistake by not going into Syria to hurt.
But what do we gain by going into Syria? Tell me.
Do you know Syria is a bridge to Lebanon, to the Mediterranean, for Iran? Do you know without Syria, you basically cut off Iran's arms?
So you're saying that we should go into Syria to support Israel is what I'm saying, because I've heard this argument coming out of the Israeli press.
It's not about supporting Israel. Do you want an atomic weapon to go down in New York City? I mean, I'm telling you, these guys, let's say Iran.
You know how many years I'm tired of listening to Israel scare the world? 2 years before the election, I was told Iran is going to get the atomic bomb in 2 more months. Iran's going to get the atomic bomb in 1 more month. Iran's going to get the atomic bomb in 2 more days. Then suddenly the goalpost got shifted. Iran is a year away from an atomic weapon. Iran is spinning the nuclear centrifuges. They're going to have an atomic weapon in 11 months. Every month we were told by Israel they were going to have the atomic weapon. They still don't have the atomic bomb, so far as I know. Now we're hearing from Israel again, unless we stop Iran, they're going to have an atomic bomb. How many times can Israel cry wolf?
Here's the thing. Forget about Israel. This is not about Israel.
No, don't forget about Israel. They're the major force right now, in my opinion, in pushing the United States into intervention in Syria. And I think it's a mistake for us.
Yes.
I am concerned about America first. Because without America, Israel doesn't exist. Let me be very clear. I'm a supporter of Israel. I always have been. Not because I think every Israeli is a doll. It's because they're the best choice in the Middle East. There's more democracy in Israel than in any other country around them. And I've said it for 50 years. If you were to land in the Middle East without a passport, which country would you like to land in? Israel? Syria? You name the country. You'd have a better chance in Israel, as we all know, than anywhere else in terms of human rights. That does it for me. Now, putting that aside, America is Israel's big brother or father. It supports Israel. Israel is a client state of ours in the Middle East. The fact of the matter is, if we go into war, Israel loses, Israel doesn't gain. The turmoil in this country will not help Israel or America. But at the end of the day, I care more about America than Israel. Because if we don't exist, they don't exist. Whereas the reverse is not true. And secondly, Israel has the capacity to defend itself. Israel has been given weapons for 50 or more years. Israel has the best air force in the Middle East. Israel has a fabulous army. Israel has the capacity to defend themselves. I do not want to see one American soldier die. Am I wrong for that sentiment? Gone with the Wind. Okay. I've heard it before. The Shia are bad guys. The Sunnis are the bad guys. But the Sunni bad guys are better than the Shia bad guys. Because Sunni bad guys are our bad guys. I've heard this before. It's not our business. Most Americans don't even know what a Sunni is or a Shia is. Nobody has any idea why we're involved here. Something is wrong. This is not a ridiculous discussion. You're calling it the Syrian Spring because you've been watching ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN. What you ought to do is watch reality and learn history. Take a look at what's going on around you in your own country. Take a look at Major Nidal Hassan, who butchered 13 at Fort Hood and still has not been brought to trial because of being protected by your government.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. Bail has been raised to $1 million for a man believed responsible for a two-car crash that killed three people in Colma on Memorial Day. 25-year-old Paul Diaz of Daly City was granted a public defender during an appearance in court today. He's scheduled to return in 2 weeks to enter a plea. Minimum wage workers in California would see their first raises in 6 years under a bill that has passed the state assembly. The measure from the Democratic Assemblyman Luis Alejo of Watsonville would increase the state's minimum hourly wage from $8 to $8.25 an hour from $8 an hour. Taking a look at traffic, Oakland northbound 880 Hagenberger Road crash, left lane blocked there. Still have troubles northbound 280 at Westboro, where a crash was in the left lanes. Traffic backed up onto Highway 380. Eastbound 37 after Sears Point Road, we've got a crash blocking the lane there, and traffic still backed up Petaluma River. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At AdvancedAutoParts.com, you can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvancedAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend $75 and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvancedAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, talk radio is very interesting. Some days it's like a full contact sport. It's like the NFL, and you go away with your head banging and hurting you as though you were just banging against another person's head without a helmet or even with a helmet. Other days you go away not having neither the helmet. Today is the former, not the latter. Because I try to mix your family secrets, meaning your confessions, with, I think, very dynamic international news that has immediate ramifications here at home. And it's not been an easy mix. It should have been one thing or another, or perhaps, I don't know, maybe there aren't many confessions out there. Maybe there. I only had six confessions nationally. But here we have a confession. And after this confession, we're going back to the Syria discussion and what's going on over there. KCMO, Doug, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your big secret?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I'm here to confess to you that I am absolutely joyously looking forward to the day when I can put my parents in a nursing home. And I mean, I'm talking about the most urine-fouled, government-run nursing home that I can find.
Oh, you love them that much.
Well, you know, I do love my parents. I have to say that, as strange as that may sound. The issue is this. My parents are baby boomers. They grew up sticking their middle fingers in the faces of people like my grandparents, you know.
So your parents were the commies?
And still are. And you know,
oh, they're commie hippies on retirement. They're worst.
Well, now
what do they live in? Sort of a liberal community where everyone agrees with each other and they're full of smugness and they drive the little cars and give everyone the cutoff job from the right lane?
Oh, they live in a beautiful gated community with the Obama sticker on their Mercedes.
Oh, I hate it. I hate that type more than any.
Listen.
The fools, the biggest fools on earth.
Their investments have paid off, you know, and now they're living like kings, but they spent my entire life preaching to me and to anybody else who would listen about how bad the wealthy were. And like I said...
wait a minute. So they're part of the so-called 1%, but they hate the 1%?
That's right. When I was young, they were the type of people who were throwing, you know, dog excrement at people like me. I was in the Marines when they came home from Vietnam.
Oh, my God. So you went back to what your grandparents were.
A hard time. My grandparents won World War II and sacrificed all their lives. And these baby boomers like my folks did nothing but stick their middle fingers in their faces. And when my grandparents were old enough that they couldn't care for themselves, my folks didn't have time to care for them. They were too busy with their lives. They put them away, and I can't wait.
Do they know what your feelings are, Doug?
They know I don't like the situation at all. Like I said, I love them, but, you know, it's time for them to reap the whirlwind.
Let me ask you a very personal question, which you probably won't want to answer. Did they cut you out of their inheritance?
I don't know. I don't want anything from them.
Oh, that's even more interesting. So it's not a money. You know, it's not bitterness over money, then.
My plans would be to sell off everything they have and give it to worthwhile charities. I don't want it.
Isn't that interesting? You have that much contempt for their fraudulent lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So it's not that they were ex-hippies. It's that they're ex-hippies who are now wealthy, who are still pretending that they're still hippies, are fighting the good fight. That's really what galls you.
Yeah, you know, the wealth doesn't bother me. It's the two-facedness of it, I guess.
Yep, it would gall me, too. I see them all over the San Francisco Bay Area. The smugness is what I can't stand. tied in with the idiocy. I hear you, man. Good luck. Find such a nursing home. And now back to the issue of Syria and why McCain is there. Here's what someone wrote. You're absolutely wrong about the supposed mistaken Western support for Sunni Islamists. This is ridiculous. The Syrian Spring, he writes, began with educated young people who wanted nothing more than a free and open society that they had studied in school and experienced vicariously on the Internet. This was what we in the West have supported all along. Sound familiar? But Assad proceeded to mow them down in the streets where they rallied, all but forcing anyone who rallied for change in Syria to take up arms. Unfortunately, the fears of the West about intervention creating a terrorist hotbed became self-fulfilling. And in its absence and Assad's continued brutality, Islamists from all over the Middle East and around the world poured into Syria to, quote, support their Syrian brethren. To say that the West supported this is absurd. To say that the West invited it by its lack of effective intervention would be more like it, he writes. The result is that hundreds of thousands of innocent women and children, and some men as well, are the victims of Assad's brutality. Russia's cynical support for Assad and the West's exhaustion from its wasteful years in Iraq and wasteful policies in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, this is all likely to blow up into a much bigger conflict that we will all regret because of our stupidity, Russia's cynicism, and the tyrants in and out of government power who take advantage of it. I think that about says it from the other side of the street, from those who want intervention. I don't want intervention. Because it doesn't matter what the intention was of the Syrian Springsters. To me, what matters is that America doesn't have any business in Syria, in plain English. It's not our damn business. Stay out of it. This came to us today from John Cleese, who is a British actor, writer, and it was sent to me by a friend. Alerts to threats in 2013 Europe. Here's what he writes, tongue-in-cheek now. The English are feeling the pinch in relation to recent events in Syria and have therefore raised their security level from miffed to peeved. Soon, though, security levels may be raised yet again to irritated or even, quote, a bit cross. The English have not been a bit cross since the Blitz in 1940 when tea supplies nearly ran out. Terrorists have been recategorized from tiresome to a bloody nuisance. The last time the British issued a bloody nuisance warning level was in 1588 when threatened by the Spanish Armada. The Scots have raised their threat level from pissed off to let's get the bastards. They don't have any other levels. This is the reason they have been used on the front line of the British Army for the last 300 years. The French government announced yesterday that it has raised its terror alert level from run to hide. The only two higher levels in France are collaborate and surrender. The rise was precipitated by a recent fire that destroyed France's white flag factory, effectively paralyzing the country's military capability. Italy has increased the alert level from shout loudly and excitedly to elaborate military posturing. Two more levels remain in Italy, ineffective combat operations and change sides. The Germans have increased their alert state from disdainful arrogance to dress in uniform and sing marching songs. They also have two higher levels, invade a neighbor and lose. Again, I'm reading from John Cleese. Belgians, on the other hand, are all on holiday as usual. The only threat they are worried about is NATO pulling out of Brussels. The Spanish are all excited to see their new submarines ready to deploy. These beautifully designed subs have glass bottoms so the new Spanish Navy can get a really good look at the old Spanish Navy. Australia, meanwhile, has raised its security level from no worries to she'll be all right, mate. Two more escalation levels remain. Cricky, I think we'll need to cancel the Barbie this weekend. And the Barbie is canceled. So far, no situation has ever warranted use of the final escalation in Australia. Regards, John Cleese, British writer, actor, and tall person. And as a final thought, he writes, Greece is collapsing, the Iranians are getting aggressive, and Rome is in disarray. Welcome back to 430 BC. Thanks to my good friend who sent this to me, I think, Dr. Sarfati. This is John Cleese. All of this and more on the Savage Nation. Let's go to the calls on any topic you'd like. WMAL Simon, welcome to the program. What do you think? What should we do in Syria?
Well, see, here's my question. If something breaks out in Syria, then my family, as well as even possibly me, will be on front lines fighting this war, and I want to know why. I want to know.
Why your family, Simon?
Well, my father is a Marine. My four older brothers are all Marines. My father is retired from the Marine Corps. Then went in as a police officer. However, I got two older brothers who are still in the Marine Corps.
So you're the Americans. You're the backbone of America. You're the backbone who actually has to go over their family, your type of family, your American family. They're the ones who fight and die for the country. And right now you've got these people playing pocket billiards telling us, oh, yeah, go in there and intervene. But they're not the ones who are going to go over there. It's guys like your brothers.
Well, there's a quote from Herbert Hoover who says the old men decide when to go to war, but it's the youth who must go and fight and die.
That's always been true. Camp. That's always been true, and that's why I agree with Obama in dragging his heels. I mean, why must I say Obama's wrong in every one of his decisions? No one is wrong in all of their decisions, including Obama. He's right in having dragged his heels. He's 100% right in not sending a weaponry to Syria. I agree with him.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, all I can do is say that even a stopped clock is right twice a day. In this case, Obama is right 100%. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to my website and see what else is. I don't want to go to any more stories. This is frightening, by the way. Something's going on in the world. There are things going on in the world, rather, that are a little worrisome. And the biggest story to me is the one on the top right of michaelsavage.com that I linked. I didn't write it. It's from the L.A. Times. And in the next hour, you're going to hear the author of that article. Obama is, for the first time in American military history, going to share naval maneuvers and naval secrets, in essence, with China in maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii. This is at a time when China's military is hardening its stance toward the West, and an entire generation of young Chinese officers is dying to get into a conflagration to prove that they have a superiority that we're not aware of, very, very, very much like the Japanese military class was just before World War II. History, in some ways, not in all ways, in some ways, history seems to be repeating itself. WABC, Lou, you're on the air with Michael Savage and millions of others. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage. It appears that history is very recent and it's going to repeat itself, because I believe that by arming the Syrians, it's going to look exactly what I think really happened in Benghazi, and that is that the State Department may have armed al-Qaeda with these Stinger missiles. Now, that to me gives me the impression that the reason that they stood down to not send any help is because the ambassador was sent there to negotiate the return of the missiles, and if they did send any aircraft, they would have summarily been shot down left and right because of these Stinger missiles.
But you know, Obama fired three generals and an admiral who were not willing to go along with his pacifism. They were ready, willing, and able to send aid to the ambassador and the others and save them. And right after this event, they were all dismissed on very, very slim charges. You're aware of that, I'm sure. I'm talking three generals and one admiral, thrown out of the military after many, many decades of service in some cases, by Obama, who purged the military of anyone willing to fight in the way America's been used to fighting. So how does that fit in with your theory?
Well, the way it fits in is that they're deflecting the true story, and that is, why did the ambassador go there? Why was he sent there? Knowing that there was imminent danger, and only the State Department may have been involved in this, not the CIA, not the military, but the military in the worst way wanted to help. But
yes, the military wanted to help, which is why Obama got rid of the generals and the admiral to cover this up, because obviously they were probably going to rat out the fact that they could have helped. Remember, when he saw this was blowing up, he got into cover-up mode, and he got rid of the generals and admiral who would probably rat out the situation. But here's the question, and it still is not answered in some ways. I remember when this occurred, I said, I think 3-4 weeks ago, that I think they let Ambassador Stevens die because they wanted to cover up the story that he was sent there to transfer weapons from the great store of weapons that were in Libya under Gaddafi, including American weapons, to the Syrian
opposition, who are the so-called rebels or Islamists, whichever way you want to put it. Do you think there's any credence to that supposition?
That could be possibly part of it, but the fact is that if they did send anybody, then the carnage would have been so bad that the story for the re-election would have been disastrous.
Let me see if I hear you. You're saying Obama didn't send support. It was before the election because he was afraid our planes would have been shot down.
I believe so, because he knew that they supplied them with Stinger missiles and other things that
you mean that Gaddafi had been supplied with Stingers. Is that what you're saying?
No, Al-Qaeda, in order to get rid of Gaddafi on the cheap.
Oh, we armed Al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi, but then they had the weaponry to shoot our planes down.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Well,
that's a viable theory. I've read it in passing, but I frankly didn't pay that much attention to it. That seems reasonable to me.
That's the problem. The problem is that the questioning in the Benghazi situation, by the Republicans and whoever, they're not asking the right questions. They're focusing on the cover up. They're not focusing on
yes, absolutely. They're focusing on childish things. Colby, can you tell the audience what you do or did for a living? I'm curious, and your thinking is very clear.
Well, I was trained as an electrical engineer, and I work in the computer industry.
See, electrical engineering is a real field as opposed to sociology or political science. Okay, you can analyze what electrons do. I suppose you can analyze what neutrons and protons also do, Colby, and I thank you very much for being a new listener. I suppose you're a new listener to the Savage Nation. Is that true since I joined MAL?
You've been listening to you for a long time. It's just that I don't commute anymore, and you used to be on at the right time.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm glad you found me. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there are only two words you need to know. Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. So take the first step toward that new floor and call 800-672-1447 for your free catalog. It's filled with tips and ideas and unheard-of deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors that you just won't find at the big box stores. Lumber Liquidators buys directly from the mills in incredible volume, and their global buying power means they can offer you incredibly low prices other stores can't even come close to. But what it really means is you can finally afford a gorgeous new floor. So call 800-672-1447 today and we'll rush your free catalog out to you. Forget the big box stores with big flooring prices. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. Call Lumber Liquidators now at 800-672-1447. That's 800-672-1447. Again, 800-672-1447.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments.
Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Now your favorite station plays everywhere via your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Thanks to the free iHeartRadio app. Put in earbuds, dock it to speakers, connect it to your car stereo. Download it free at iHeartRadio.com.
It's Melanie Morgan. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, we called Greg O'Donnell. And when we refied, we called Greg. And when we refied again, we called Greg. You're seeing a pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering their Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.5%. That's right, 3.5% for 30 years at no cost. So do yourself a big favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. Remember, folks at O'Donnell Financial Group, they provide customized services designed to meet your family's specific needs and not that of the banks. Call or visit online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com or 866-496-2300.
Licensed by Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.559. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Yep, the guns of August are now being repeated in the guns of June, August 1914. And you know, it's interesting, it's 100 years ago, 99 years ago. Isn't that odd? The guns of August 1914 led to World War One. Let us hope that the guns of August 2013 don't lead us into World War III. Even my dog is upset by that. Let's go to the callers now all over the country. You're invited to call us, including with your secrets, at 855-400-7282. And remember, in the next hour, we have the Los Angeles Times writer, I believe it's Mr. Chang, talking about Obama's asinine decision to permit China to participate in U.S. naval maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii, never before seen in American history. And, of course, by maneuvering with our Navy, they're going to learn all of our strategies, our naval strategies. It's just shocking to believe this is going on in front of our eyes. And I suspect that this was his plan for a long time now, and that's why he is gloating over the fact that the Lilliputians are concerned about matters such as these domestic issues, which are big in some regard, but not as big as sharing naval secrets with the enemy. That's all I can say to you. I just tell you, I'm astounded he's able to do this without being impeached. But you see, they purged the military. What you have to understand is Obama purged the military after Benghazi. He threw out three generals who were still able to fight and willing to fight and save the ambassador. He got rid of them. He got rid of an admiral, a group commander. Do you have any idea how important that man was in the U.S. Navy? A group commander was fired for using foul language
at a roast, at his own roast. It's unheard of. It's equivalent to Stalin executing officers, only now it's done through the political correct process. Getting rid of a group commander, a man who spent his entire life to rise to that position, a man who started out by flying jets onto the decks of aircraft carriers and then was able to command a group of aircraft carriers. Obama got rid of him. Why? They said that he used foul language. Is that a reason to get rid of a group commander? And then we heard last week that him and that stooge of his, Hegel the Bagel, Dr. Strangelove himself couldn't be portrayed better than by Hegel. Always looked strange to me. Never should have been confirmed. Hegel getting up and saying that the greatest threat to the U.S. military is sexual harassment. They're purging the military of men willing to stand up to this regime. Make no mistake about it. Things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio. Every day, right here on your local affiliate. Another big hour coming up to talk about China joining the U.S. in maneuvers off Hawaii. What?
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, you made it. This is the May 31st, 2013 edition of the Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com, where borders, language, and culture reign. What's on the top of the site? It's shocking. I predicted it. Obama is going to share U.S. naval strategy with China. You heard me. With China. The Pentagon, under Obama and Hegel the Bagel, has invited China to participate for the first time ever in joint naval exercises off the coast of Hawaii. This is while Beijing is becoming more bellicose. Obama thinks that by appeasing the Chinese, relations will somehow get better. Well, according to the expert Gordon G. Chang, they're not going to get better. He said our allies should signal their intent to withdraw from the exercise if China participates. Failing that, the invitation should be withdrawn. He said RIMPAC is for allies and friends, not nations planning to eventually wage war on the United States. Unfortunately, Obama doesn't understand that Beijing is building up for a war, and there are many, many examples of this, as you're going to hear later in this hour, because we have the author of this article, Gordon Chang, right here on the Savage Nation. I warned you about this in my novel, A Time for War. A gift for America, a gift for every man on Father's Day is A Time for War, where China is seen for what it is, not our friend, but our frenemy. If you have anything to state about America's China mistake, or McCain saying we should arm the so-called rebels in Syria, which is another sound, I don't understand that. Even Canada is now the leader. Canada has now become the putative leader of the free world. Why do I say that? Because Canada will not send troops. Canada will not send arms to the so-called rebels in Syria for two reasons. One, because they may know that the rebels in Syria are not our friend. Look what happened in Egypt. Look what happened in Libya. Number two, Canada understands that they do not want to participate in a civil war where already 70,000 have died. Why do you think McCain is pushing us to war? Why is McCain banging the war drums? Of course, we all respect that he suffered at the hands of the Vietnamese for 5 years being tortured in the Hanoi Hilton. But that does not make him sacrosanct. It does not make the man above consideration and his ideas. Here is a man who's worked for open borders and gets reelected as a fraudulent conservative for years. He took the seat of Goldwater, and he's turned it into something quite different than Goldwater. I would say he's turned it into fool's gold. And now we have a situation in Syria where 70,000 people are dead. Russia is on the side of the surviving tyrant, Assad. Russia's sending missiles to Assad. Russia says it's in our sphere of influence. Do not send weapons to the so-called rebels who are all al-Qaeda, or let us say al-Qaeda's mixed in with the so-called rebels. And what will happen there if Assad is thrown out forcefully will be possibly a war breaks out in the Middle East between Russia, Israel, the United States, France, and England, and Germany. This is how World War I began. In a very similar manner, it was a war that should not have happened. I've talked to you about the Guns of August before. I spent the whole show on it once. I showed you how the war could have been avoided, but because of the egos of those involved, the war was started, and millions of men were turned into crop dust. Millions. You hear what I just said to you? Millions of Russians, millions of English were turned into dust. turned into powder for no reason whatsoever in World War One. There was absolutely no justification for World War One. This is a civil war between Sunnis and Shia. What are we doing there? Why are we involved? What has it got to do with us? Where is our interest in Syria? Tell me, who's pulling McCain's string? Why is this old warmonger even being listened to, is the real question. Now, to couple that, to put together a really strange set of twins here, you've got Obama offering China basically our maneuvers, our naval maneuvers, in an exercise off the coast of Hawaii. All of naval warfare is strategy. It's not necessarily weaponry. China has a bellicose military right now. China is building its military as quickly as possible. The new premier of China is rather bellicose toward the United States. So why is Obama doing this? Well, you would say, well, he's a peaceful man, and he feels that the best way to placate and reduce the risk of a confrontation with a potential enemy is to collaborate with them. History has taught us the opposite is true. The opposite is true. And let me tell you something else. If you think our Navy is invincible, you are mistaken. Last night I was reading a book about the history of the Russian Romanovs. Again, I was reading it. I found it in a bookshelf I was cleaning out, and I was fascinated. I've always been fascinated by the Romanovs and the rise of the communists in Russia. It was a seminal moment in the last century and has affected the world ever since. And in that book, I learned that the Russians overplayed the power of their navy. They were arrogant in their belief that their navy was invincible, and they sailed their navy to do battle with what they thought was a lesser power, Japan. They lost most of their battleships, most of their cruisers, and most of their destroyers. The young Japanese navy decimated the Russian navy. The dreadnoughts went to the bottom of the sea. So don't say it can't happen here. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. Carl, go ahead, please. Topic, what's on your mind?
Michael, hi. I've listened to you since you were with the three-letter station. I grew up in San Rafael. Now I'm in San Jose. I've been to Syria. I love those people. They're fantastic. I could tell you stories about, you know, kids shouting to me from a block away, hello, staying with the people. They don't even speak English, but they grab my arm and pay my way to go into the citadel, man with his children around them. And I support McCain 500%.
Let me ask you something without arguing with each other. More than 70,000 people have been killed in the 26-month-old Syrian civil war. Now, members of Syria's Sunni Muslim majority dominate the rebel ranks. You know that, correct?
Right, Michael,
But wait, no, hold on. I mean, either we're going to have a rational discussion or it's going to be emotional. I'd rather it be rational. Members of Syria's Sunni Muslim majority dominate the rebel ranks, while Assad's regime is mostly made up of Alawites, an offshoot sect of Shiite Islam. You're aware of that, correct?
Right, this is 3 years after it started with just protests, just like the other countries, and they shot like 5 or 6 people.
Whoa. You mean just like the other countries? You mean like Egypt, where we installed the Muslim Brotherhood?
Like any place where they're trying to get rid of a 40-year Stalinist Nazi dictatorship.
Whoa, slow down. No one is arguing that Assad is not a Stalinist Hitler. We know that. But sometimes the devil you know is a better friend and ally than the devil you don't know. Look at what just happened in Egypt. We had Mubarak, who was also a tyrannical leader. He was our best friend. He kept peace in the Middle East for over 40 years. He was overthrown because of Hillary Clinton's meddling. And now we have the Muslim Brotherhood. Are you saying Egypt is now a better place?
I think that everybody, just like the Declaration of Independence says, everybody has the right to self-government. And these people...
Wait, you're not answering the question. You're talking in the abstract, not in the reality.
Yeah.
The realities of what happened. No, answer in reality. Is Egypt now a safer, better place than it was before Mubarak was overthrown?
It might not be for a couple months, a couple years, but in the end... It'll...
Oh, you mean after the omelet is made and a few 10,000 Christians are slaughtered, it'll be a far better place that they go to than they've ever known when they've all been driven out of Egypt, or their churches have been decimated and disappeared? Do you have any idea what's going on in Egypt?
Michael, I don't see that happening. If it was, yeah, then we should go in there and do something about it.
Whoa, what do you mean? Now we should go into Egypt? Who should go in there?
No, if there was 10,000 Christians being killed, like what you're saying. But there's seven...
Whoa, slow down. Do you have any idea what is going on in Egypt? Do you read the... Do you follow the news on Egypt?
Yeah, well, a little bit.
A little bit. In other words, what you get from the San Francisco Chronicle. Are you aware what's happened to the Coptic Christian community in Egypt since your friends, the so-called rebels, have taken over?
Well, you're talking about 10,000 Christians being killed, Michael. That's not happening.
You're going in circles. You won't acknowledge the fact that Christians are being driven out of Egypt. Their church is being burned. Are you aware of that?
Okay. Let's say it's happening.
Okay, so now we've covered the fact that not all, let us say, populist uprisings lead to goodness. Some of them lead to hell. There was a populist uprising in Russia. Are you saying that the 100 million people killed in the last century because of communism was a good thing?
No.
All right, well, be careful who you're supporting here. Who are the rebels that you're talking about in Syria? Who are they?
Listen, the jihadis went in there after 2 years or a year of these people being shot every day, and nobody else helped them except the jihadis.
Nope. Oh, so when the Nazis came to the aid of the innocent German, they suddenly became the heroes. You know that the jihadis are the Nazis of the other side, aren't you? Aren't you aware of that?
Well, if everybody else is so cowardly and
Carl, your friends, the rebels in Syria, are trying to institute Sharia law. Are you aware of that?
It can be. I don't care. It's not my country.
Okay, that's my point. Then what the hell are you telling us to send troops and weapons for if it's not your country?
I'm not saying send troops.
Well, you just said you're in favor of sending support to the Syrian rebels. So you just said it's not our country. Now you're saying send them weapons. Why should we send weapons to them?
700 days ago, I think Obama should have decapitated the dictator's leadership. That's what
let's forget what didn't happen 700 days ago. Right now, it's coming to a head. Right now, Russia, who likes Assad, said, no, you're not going to go in and decapitate him. No, you're not going to drive him out. And they sent him anti-aircraft missiles, which are capable of shooting down Israel's airplanes. So don't you think this is a tinderbox that should be looked at from the point of view of not setting off a larger conflagration?
Michael, you're talking like Chamberlain, okay? That's what I think.
Oh, now I'm Chamberlain, so you're Hitler.
No.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't you just don a uniform and go fight with your rebel friends?
Because I'm 66 and I got teenage girls. Otherwise, maybe I would, but the point is...
All right, well, there you go. That's your choice. You could be like the communist from New York who joined the Spanish rebels when they were fighting Franco. They went over there and they butchered all of the priests. They had a wonderful time killing the priests and burning the churches. That was a wonderful time for the communists from New York City, from all the labor unions. They also went there for idealism. These morons who thought that they were going to get involved in a civil war and have a turkey shoot until they faced Franco's very, very disciplined troops. And many of them came running back to Brooklyn and went to work in the New York City school system. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can boost your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-492-9715. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715. 1-800-492-9715.
Hi, everybody. It's Melanie Morgan. Are you ready for a barbecue? But, well, frankly, you're just too tired to get up and get out. Well, listen, if you haven't had a great night's sleep, it's probably your mattress. Sleep Train Mattress Price War is ending on Sunday, so you can get a fabulous mattress, and you can save up to $400 off any mattress set. You can get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Serta iComfort and the most highly recommended bed in America, the Tempur-Pedic. Sleep Train is challenging all of its manufacturers to offer you even lower prices. So don't wait. The mattress price war ends Sunday. Time is running out to save on this deal. Through Sunday, only get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. Sleep Train doesn't just offer you lower prices. They guarantee them. If you find a comparable mattress at a lower price, they promise to beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference. For complete finance information and the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. Remember, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Did you know butterflies taste with their feet? If you were a butterfly, how would your carpet taste? Is it disgusting? Every day your family brings dirt and harmful bacteria into your home. Now it's time to clean. Keep your family safe and sanitize your house with Zero Res. Zero Res leaves carpet clean, soft, and smelling fresh. Zero Res empowered water is green, safe for kids, pets, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professional. They're safe to have in your home. Traditional cleaning leaves your carpet wet and with a nasty chemical residue. Empowered water leaves no residue and dries quickly. Get your home clean. Zero soap, zero problems, Zero Res clean. Protect your family and your largest investment, your home. So give a butterfly a treat and make your carpet taste yummy. Call Zero Res for terms and a free commercial quote. 877-321-0739. Clean three rooms for only $129. That's right, only $129, and get a free room. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show. Here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. One of my guy friends, a couple weeks back, we were going to a concert, and he dyed his entire head fire engine red. Now, it looked great, but after the concert, when he was stripping that color out of his hair, you should have seen how much of his hair, A, fell out, and B, just broke off. And he looked at me like a girl would look after a tragedy with their hair, and he didn't know what to do. And I told him, hey, I use Ovation, and it works for me, and I know that it will work for you, too. And he gave it a try, and you guys, it fixed his problem. His hair was breaking, dry, brittled, and damaged, and it is now stronger, healthier, and shinier than it was before he dyed it fire engine red for this show. And he got the special introductory offer. All he had to do, go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com, and remember, KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
There we go. Again, they want us to send someone else's son to Syria to die for their principles. This is what's going on. You've got all of these armchair, not generals, but armchair, I don't know what to call them. There's no point in categorizing them. They're in favor of us sending weapons, troops to the Syrian rebels. Who are the Syrian rebels? They have stated they want to introduce Sharia law in Syria. That means if they do this, we will have a nightmare on our hands that will supersede what Assad was and is in Syria. As I said to you, sometimes the devil you know is a better opponent than the devil you don't know. Moreover, Russia is opposed to the decapitation of the Syrian leadership. They said so today, or was it yesterday? They said, you will not force him out. You will not come to the bargaining table and say he must leave. We're not going to accept that. So I don't think that this is very wise of McCain. In fact, I think McCain is being an old warmonger, and he should just stay home in Arizona and count his coupons. And I frankly think he never should have been returned to the Senate. As I said when he was running for the presidency, I fear this is going to be the end of the Republican Party. And he's done it to the party several times. McCain is an out-and-out pinko liberal. We know that. But in this case, for him to go to Syria and say that we should help the rebels means to me that he's either ignorant or a pawn. And I'd like to know who he might be a pawn of. White House moves closer to intervention in Syria. Canada refuses to join the European Union in arming Syrian jihadists. Once again, in this age of insanity under Obama, Canada is leading the free world in not joining intervention in Syria. Also on MichaelSavage.com tonight, former Reagan senior official praises my novel A Time for War. You heard me. No one else will do it. She did it. IRS chief had more public White House visits by far than any cabinet member. Oh, the IRS. The IRS is out to get you. The killer at Fort Hood, the Muslim killer of 13 at Fort Hood, he's delayed the trial again with another trick. It's in the Chicago Tribune. It's on MichaelSavage.com. Your friendly FBI shared child porn to nab pedophiles. This is the first time they've ever done this. Shocking, isn't it? Nothing is shocking under Obama. The Vatican says 100,000 Christians are killed per year over their faith. Secretary of Defense's son beats a pot rap. No kidding. It's not who you know, it's pot you know. Here's a strange one. The founder of a military museum was killed by police in New York State. What's that all about? It's on MichaelSavage.com. The French police have arrested a suspect who attacked a soldier from behind with a knife. The suspect is a fairly recent convert to, well, you take a guess, A, Christianity, B, Judaism, C, Islam, and D, Buddhism. There's only one answer to the question. On the bottom of MichaelSavage.com, this is a crazy story. Fisherman dies as aggressive beavers attack in Belarus, Russia. The rodents have turned increasingly aggressive now that they have proliferated because they can't be hunted. See that? What you don't hunt will hunt you. Finally on Michael Savage, toxic waste from Greek yogurt is posing a danger to waterways. What? Waste from Greek yogurt? Maybe they can ban yogurt now along with soda and fat and you name it, cigarettes. I received today an email from a publication that's very interesting, and it's my newsletter, which you can get for free on my website. And I'm going to read you a one-pager. In today's issue, after watching the new Liberace biopic, Dr. Savage was inspired to meditate on the nature of self-identity and how people present themselves. Nations have identities too, Savage added. What happened in Woolwich, England last week, he said, seems to indicate that England has lost its identity and the United States may not be far behind. Although I'm known as a conservative talk show host, and I'm very proud of that, I'm also miscast, Savage told his listeners, asking, how can someone define me? For instance, I'm also an animal rights activist. I give money to save elephants and gorillas. Many in the conservative community would make fun of that. I don't come onto this program as if I have a halo on my head. However, my politics are extremely nationalistic, and that's not understood very well in this country. I'm more of a nationalist than a conservative. That's why my motto is borders, language, and culture. We see what happens to a nation that rejects those values. Look at England, where two Muslims cut a young soldier to ribbons like an animal in the streets. England is finished. It's over. If we reach that point in America, we're over. And we're not too far from that.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House, at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. UC Santa Cruz security guard is under arrest on suspicion of planning a robbery and possessing a cache of illegal guns and ammunition. Santa Cruz Sentinel reports 54-year-old Nicholas Jukic is being held on suspicion of conspiracy to commit grand theft and possession of assault weapons. A San Ramon teenager has been eliminated from the semifinals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. 13-year-old Audrey Bantug misspelled polytychus, which means bearing many young at a time. The Iron Horse Middle School student had advanced to today's semifinals along with 41 other youngsters. A 13-year-old from New York has since won the spelling bee. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, southbound 85 Fremont Avenue, getting reports of a mattress blocking the slow lane there. And eastbound forward, Central Loma Boulevard, road work going into effect. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The very people who keep nominating moderates now call us purists the way the left calls us purists.
Mark Levin.
Yeah, things like liberty and property rights, individual sovereignty, the Constitution, and capitalism. We're purists now. And we have to hear this crap from conservatives or pseudo-conservatives and Republicans. It's called tyranny.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's what it is.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-886-6036. That's 1-800-886-6036. Call 1-800-886-6036.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Learned that President Obama is sharing on naval strategies and secrets with China, inviting them to participate in naval maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii. This is unprecedented. Our allies are liable to balk and run away from these maneuvers. No one has ever heard of a U.S. president sharing secrets, military maneuvers, think of it, with a nation that is preparing for war with America, according to all experts. I warned you about this in my novel, A Time for War. My novel, A Time for War, highlights some of the possible problems that we're seeing. I am not the only one saying this. Even with all of the warning signs, our government has invited China to participate in naval exercises off the coast of Hawaii. Can you believe this? Well, joining us now is an expert, Gordon Chang, who has an op-ed today in the Los Angeles Times which discusses in great detail what is going on. Gordon Chang, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much.
So, Mr. Chang, is Obama really inviting China to share in our naval maneuvers and secrets by participating in these naval exercises?
Yes, we're really inviting China to participate in our RIMPAC 2014 exercises, which are very important because we invite our allies and our friends to work with us so we can improve our readiness and our capabilities. Yet China is a nation which is configuring its Navy to fight us, and this is just something which is just plain wrong, because when China goes to military drills with the United States, and this is not the first one, but it's the largest one, when China participates in these drills, they learn so much in the way of know-how. They get to observe our forces, and we get very little information from them. And so what we're doing is we're increasing their capability to fight us. They tell us that they want to wage war with us. We hear their senior officers talk about fighting the U.S. So this is really very, very wrong.
What does Obama's government hope to accomplish? What the heck are they thinking?
What we're trying to do is avoid the turmoil and the conflict that the world witnessed with the rise of Germany and Japan last century. And the idea is that if we cooperate with the Chinese, they will want to cooperate with us, and therefore China's path into the international system will be eased. That's a great idea. It makes very nice geopolitical theory, but unfortunately it's not working, because as China has become more powerful, it's become not only more assertive, but also more belligerent. And we've seen China grab territory away from other nations in this past year or so, and we've seen China declare that it wants, for instance, Japan's Okinawa and the entire Ryukyu chain. So this is very, very important that we understand China's trajectory. It's not becoming more benign. It's actually becoming worse.
With all of the recent espionage uncovered going on from China, why are they doing this?
For more than a decade, we've known that the Chinese have engaged in the largest cyber espionage campaign in history. They've been at this now for, about 20 years or so. And as we learned from the Washington Post this week, the Chinese have gotten the plans for some very sophisticated U.S. weapon systems, including the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, Aegis ballistic missile system, and also the PAC-3 ballistic missile defense systems. So this is something that we're not just talking in general. The Chinese have gotten some very important plans. With them, they can counter the effectiveness of our weapons. They can also develop their own weapons much faster without having to go through all the research and development. And also, it helps their arms enterprises to compete with ours on global markets. So this gives China a triple win. Well, clearly, China's main territorial initiatives to expand its borders are really to expand its sea borders and to grab islands in the South China Sea and in the East China Sea. So, for instance, China claims that the entire South China Sea is an internal Chinese lake, and that brings us into conflict with the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and Vietnam. It also brings us into confrontation with the United States, because if there's been any consistent foreign policy over the course of two centuries, our foreign policy, it has been the defense of freedom of navigation. And we also see the Chinese claiming the Senkaku Islands from the Japanese and also making noises that it wants Okinawa and the entire Ryukyu chain. So this is something that the Chinese seem to be wanting more and more territory over time. And certainly we're trying to avoid conflict. But I think that what we're doing, though, is by not giving the Chinese any pushback, they're getting a big green light for more territorial claims.
Isn't it obvious what China is trying to do with their naval buildup?
The end game is basically to dominate the seas. And the first thing is to get the U.S. out of Asia. And they tell us that in very specific terms. What they've been doing over the last year or so is actually grabbing reefs and shoals from other nations. So, for instance, last year they took Scarborough Shoal from the Philippines. And to our shame, we didn't defend the Philippines, even though we have a mutual defense treaty, because nobody in the White House wanted to confront the Chinese. Even voices in the Pentagon were saying that China's aggression served the Philippines right for kicking us out of Clark and Subic. But the problem is, The Chinese weren't satisfied with just Scarborough Shoal. They then ramped up their pressure on the Senkakus, which are now administered by Japan. And again, we have a mutual defense treaty with the Japanese. So this is a case of an aggressor becoming much more belligerent as it has succeeds in taking territory away. And the United States, which has so much more power, obviously has no will to confront the Chinese. We sort of think, well, we want to avoid conflict, but by doing that, we're creating the conditions for a much bigger battle in the future. I think that what we have done is we have signaled to the Philippines that if they asked us, we would not help them. So technically, there may be no violation, but in effect, we have reneged on it because we could have prevented China from taking Scarborough Shoal. And, you know, this is important because just a week or so ago, the Chinese grabbed another shoal from the Philippines. So this is a case of China seeing weakness, then pressing the advantage. And so eventually we will have to confront the Chinese over this. This is the same dynamic that we saw in 1939. I know the circumstances are different, but when the great democracies are not willing to stand up against the bullies, we know what happens. History told us. And so I'm very concerned that we are preparing basically for a much bigger fight in the future because we are not willing to confront the Chinese now over behavior for them, which is completely unjustified.
Well, what should this administration be doing in its relationship with China?
We should be saying both publicly and in private that China shall not take territory away from other countries, including the Philippines, Japan, India, South Korea. The United States, I believe, should be there to say we are the ultimate guarantor of security in the region, and we will not allow any country, including China, to disrupt the peace. What the administration has done to its credit, and this was primarily when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she said that the United States would stand behind Japan in connection with the Senkakus dispute, and that pledge has been made by Secretary Kerry. But we've said it in very soft tones. What we need to do is have not just a Secretary of State or a Secretary of Defense say something. We need the President of the United States to say that, and in public, and in a way that the Chinese understood that we meant business. So far, the Chinese, of course, understand that we've got a much stronger military than they do. But on the other hand, they think that we have no will. Now, we have enormous economic leverage over a very fragile Chinese economy right now. And clearly, at this point, we're not willing to use it. But because we're not willing to use it, the Chinese then disrupt the international system much more. And so eventually we're just trading small problems for big ones.
And do you actually see them doing this?
Well, the president, of course, is interested in domestic issues much more than foreign issues. And that's sort of understandable given the problems in the U.S. right now. But the problem for him is that he does not get to choose what he deals with. The Chinese are forcing him into making decisions that he would prefer not to make. Now, his policies with regard to China aren't very good. But we can also say the same thing of the Bush administration before them. Basically, there's this idea that we've got to work with China and we've got to tolerate what the Chinese do. And this is not just an Obama problem, and this is not just a problem of the current administration. This is bipartisan failure in Washington to protect the international system and ultimately the American people. Michael, it's important that President Obama plans to meet with China's President Xi Jinping in Southern California, June 7 to 8, and they're going to discuss all of the many troubling issues that divide the United States and China. There's a thought that maybe we can come to terms with the Chinese, but right now there is so much turmoil in the Chinese political system that Xi Jinping will not be able to deal in good faith with the United States or with the international community for that matter.
Mr. Chang, where can we read more?
Yeah, I archive my articles at GordonChang.com, GordonChang.com, and my Twitter feed is Gordon G. Chang.
Gordon Chang, thanks again for warning America right now on the Savage Nation.
I really appreciate it, Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard is a harbinger of what's coming. I implore you to buy a copy of A Time for War right now. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for your father. Buy it for your husband. Buy it for Father's Day. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and is a five-star customer rating. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Orsinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Orsinelli.com. Dr. Orsinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
855-407-282. Let's go to the callers right now. Here we go again. Amazing callers. George on WABC. What's your secret, George?
Yes. Hi, good evening. Well, the secret, I tried to kill my father twice. He was an abusive alcoholic, and at the age of 15, I came home one evening and found my mother bleeding internally and unconscious on the floor. Mm. Well, calling the ambulance and the police and all that, when we discovered him downstairs passed out in the chair, I grabbed for the cop's gun, yanked it out of the holster, and I was going to shoot him right there on the spot, but the cop stopped me. So, okay, I go in the ambulance, and at the hospital, while I'm waiting to see how my mom is, he walks in again, let's say semi-dazed, and looked at me with just blank eyes and said, "What happened?" Well, when he said that, I shoved him through a plate glass door. I jumped on his chest. I pulled out my switchblade, and I said, "I'm going to cut your you-know-what heart out." And then the cops tackled me again. It took three of them to put me down, and then they had to sedate me. I went berserk.
That's a heck of a story, and it's...
I lived with that for a long time.
Well, you've lived with this for how long?
Since I was 15. I'm 65.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back up. George, that's a very, very tragic story to begin with. You're not telling us on this show that this is the first time you've told it to anyone, are you?
Yes, sir.
But why did you not share this with anyone?
Because it was a horrible, ugly thing to do, and even though I was reacting, I don't know, I guess as a son to him, protecting his mother, I didn't want my family, my sons, to know that I was that way once.
So, hold on now. This is further, it's intriguing. So you're basically confessing to me, not to your priest. You never told anyone about it.
Correct.
Aren't you afraid that your children will hear you on WABC in New York right now?
No, because most of the members, I'm estranged from my family. Most of my family members are self-indulgent and, egotistical, what have you. They only care about themselves, nothing else going on around the world. I tried to get them to listen to your show, but, they just don't care what's going on. I keep warning them.
It sounds, unfortunately, like most of America. But, George, how have you lived with this? Obviously, when you're 15, you're different than when you're 20, different when you're 30, 40, 50, 65. Looking back, are you sorry you attacked your father?
No.
Aha. Now, that's an important statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I felt guilty for many, many years, but then as I matured, I realized that he was a helpless individual. He was weak. He had many, many evil traits, but we all do. And
yes.
Aside from, I just gave up hating him one day and never bothered thinking about him again.
That's interesting. You just gave up hating him one day. That's the most difficult thing in the world to do with a bad parent relationship, is let go of that anger and that hatred. And once you do, that burden is gone forever. It's very hard to do, though. You can't just do it. It takes a certain number of decades, frankly.
It took years. I think it happened somewhere in the late 80s for me.
So, George, you're clean now? I mean, your heart is clear of that burden?
Yes.
And what do you think after this show tonight? Are you going to feel tomorrow or tonight saying, "What the heck did I just do"?
No, sir.
Why? I mean, why do you feel confident that what you just confessed on the Savage Nation show is not going to come back to haunt you? Why do you feel clear about that?
Because I felt morally justified at the time.
Listen, George, you don't have to justify yourself to me. I'm not a priest nor a therapist. I'm only a radio talk show host who you've come to listen to. And in some ways, you trust me. Probably I sound like a family member to you, which is why you've just called.
But I really hope you don't go into some kind of withdrawal as a result and start doubting yourself. It's in the past. What's done is done. You didn't kill your father, thank God. You were defending your mother in a terrible situation. You were a child at the time. And I think you should let it, you know, sit back there, don't you?
Yes, yes. I'm going to do it again. But
I'm sorry, what did you say in the end of the segment?
Oh, yesterday, it just came out. You know what I mean?
I knew this would happen. I sensed it because of all of the confessions that were coming out on my show yesterday and the day before. People were going to say things they have never said, and you're telling a story you haven't told in a half a century.
That's correct. And the reason I chose to call you, may I just say this? I know we've never met, and we probably never will, but I have a very deep sense that you are an honorable and trustful man.
Well, I'm not going to use it against you in any way, nor am I going to laugh at you after the break is in. When the break comes and go, ha, 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 this is a very tragic story. It's biblical in its meaning. It's biblical in its dimensions, George. And all I can say is thank you very much for having the guts to call the Savage Nation. On this show, you can say things you wouldn't say to your best friend because they won't even know you're calling. Here are some of the news items. Sarnoff claims innocence. Remember him, the Boston bomber? Well, he's claiming innocence. And your good friend Warren Buffet is now buying the Roanoke Times. Now, why would he buy a newspaper after saying newspapers are dying and they're not worth anything? There's only one reason. That's to control the news. Any negative news about Berkshire Hathaway will no longer appear in the newspapers he buys. And that's why there should be sort of a little skepticism about him buying newspapers. 855-400-7282. Theodore on WMAL.
Thank you, Michael. You are correct. McCain is a fool. I am Coptic Christian, and they are fleeing, and it is very dangerous in Egypt. And what happened in Iraq to the Chaldean Catholic population, which was almost 2 million before the war, now there's about 300,000 there left.
Wait, hold it. That was in Iraq. Is that correct? Our good friends in Iraq drove the Christians out?
Yes, that's exactly.
Yes, and that was a result of George Bush's folly. Again, another do-gooder with stars in his eyes who thought he was going to save the population of Iraq. Look what's happened there. Those malcontents didn't even send us a barrel of oil for the $1 trillion we spent liberating them from Saddam Hussein. We didn't even get a barrel of oil. Instead, they sold their oil to China. Who is running our foreign policy it's such a mess? It didn't start with Obama. Obviously, the people who are running our foreign policy are idiots. They have no idea about international relations, do they?
They don't, and it's extremely dangerous for the Christians there right now. And if you look at some of the cities where the rebels have taken over, Homs is a good example. There were 70,000 Christians there before the war, majority Christian. Now there's maybe 1,000. All of their churches.
Now you're talking about Hamas Syria, correct?
I'm talking about Syria now. Homs, H-O-M-S.
In Syria, correct?
Okay,
so you're saying, you're confirming what I said before, which is that if these Islamists, the so-called rebels that McCain is in love with, come to power, they will destroy the Christian population, burn their churches to the ground, and drive the Christians out. Is that what you suspect?
That's what I know. I know that the Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches in Syria have been begging the Western powers to stop sending arms and stop supplying the rebels.
Ah, so the Christians in Syria are saying the opposite of what that fool McCain is saying.
That is exactly
so. That leads me to ask you, since you know Syrian Christians and you're much more aware of the area than many people listening to the show, there's an important question to ask right now. Who is it who's pulling McCain's chain and banging his war drums? This is what I call meddling, Theodore, and it's very dangerous. It's dangerous not solely because it will lead to a larger conflagration within Syria itself, but because we're liable to draw Russia and Israel into the mess.
Savage.